Welcome to Vacation Rentals with John. Get ready to learn some Airbnb with me. All right, let's go. What's up, everybody? This is John from Vacation Rentals with John. Thanks for joining me for another episode today. This is more of a news update type episode because Airbnb just gave out this update that all hosts that are using a property management system, and we call them integrated property managers, they're going to have to pay the service fee so that the guest doesn't. So before, hosts paid about 3% and guests paid about 14 to 16% invisible Airbnb fees. And now hosts pay 15.5%, 16% in Brazil, and guests see zero fees. So what's the translation of that? Airbnb just went hotel mode. You know, when you book a hotel, you see one clean price, but the platform still takes its cut behind the scenes. That's exactly what's happening now. And regulators who are cracking down on junk fees, Airbnb just made theirs invisible, so you can't regulate what consumers can't see. I've actually been warning about this for years. It's been inevitable. And the only surprise is how long it took Airbnb to do this move. It's such a power move. And starting October 27th, Airbnb is rolling out a new fee structure that looks like administrative housekeeping, but in reality, it's strategic warfare on us hosts. They want to take our independence, they want to stick us with the fees, and they know with the monopoly they have essentially over search results and brand, they can do just that. Because where else are guests going to look if not Airbnb? When people think Airbnb, that's the brand. They're booking an Airbnb. They're no longer booking a vacation rental, they're booking an Airbnb. So now with such a loud and dominant presence in the market, they can do power moves like this. And it is to the detriment of us as hosts, but I'm going to get into what we can do about it and what this is actually meaning big picture for all of our short-term rental businesses. But this is definitely something that I didn't expect to happen so soon, although it was going to happen. Didn't think it was going to be launched kind of sneaky like it was, but here we are. Now, here's where it actually gets personal for me. Your strongest pitch for years have been book direct and avoid Airbnb fees. Well, all of that leverage of the book direct movement just disappeared because guests no longer see Airbnb's 15.5% cut. Instead, when your prices look higher than competitors, they'll assume you're charging more and it's not Airbnb. So we as hosts, we take the blame and they keep the money. And this is actually not happening in isolation. Airbnb has been moving piece by piece to reduce host leverage. They're cutting off guest communication off the platform. They mask the contact info. We used to have the emails, those Airbnb emails. Now we don't even have that to build a repeat guest list or reach out to them by email. We don't have that anymore. We don't have email. We don't have anything. And they're penalizing any off-platform bookings and they're removing direct booking incentives. So this fee shift is just the next domino. And if you think they're done, think again. The next logical phase in this is brand neutral listings. So your Sunset Paradise Villa just becomes a two-bedroom condo in Miami, taking away your identity. All of us knowing that little book direct trick that we're going to put our property management company name or our website name in the title, they're going to use their AI to detect that and do away with it, really taking away a lot of those inbound leads that you get for direct bookings coming off Airbnb. Well, some may argue it's their website, so they do have the right to do that. But you know, us as sneaky and stealthy marketers, scrappy marketers, it's not good for us from a dollar perspective. So when our identities are erased, we have to spend more money to acquire guests off platform. Now, hotels already pay 18 to 22% in commissions for their OTAs. Airbnb just set the stage to push fees higher, 20% or more, while calling it the industry standard. So while we're not there right this moment, it's only a matter of time. So what can we do right now? Well, here's how smart hosts are adapting today to this news. Raising rates. You have to raise rates to protect margins. And if you back into the math, there's this argument that, hey, it all comes out of the same wallet share. So regardless of the guest pays it or you pay it, it's all the same. If $100 is $100 for the reservation and it's split differently between if the guest pays and you pay, it's still coming out of the total reservation price. Well, it's not so true. If you back into the math, it's more coming out of us as hosts. So we need to raise rates now, making ourselves less competitive just to protect our margins, but people are raising rates in response to this news. Messaging needs to be shifted. So instead of saying no fees, we start by saying best price guaranteed. And we need to diversify our pipelines and get on niche booking sites Explore alternatives like Savvy. I'm not, sponsored by Savvy, but it's a new site that's launched that you can actually post your rental listings and pay no fees. And they actually make money by you paying them to promote your listing over free listings. But it's another alternative, and there's different niche sites for glamping, for pet-friendly Airbnbs. So I encourage you to explore some of those sites and make sure they actually have traffic before going to them, because there's tons of people selling you an opportunity to list on a site that actually doesn't have meaningful traffic for your location. So do some due diligence before you actually spend that time, effort, and resources listing on a niche site, but it could be a good alternative and a weapon in your arsenal to get more bookings and get your calendar full. You want to invest in direct booking tools as well. While that's outside of the scope of this episode, those email lists that you build from past guests and interested future parties, it's more important now than ever, because email marketing is a list that you keep and you control. You don't need to pay service fees if someone books direct with you. You just set up a merchant account with Stripe or vacation rent payment. And yeah, you pay the processing fee, any sort of like credit card transaction you need to pay that for. But you can take more of the margin that Airbnb was taking because they're booking direct with you. So if you have a way to sell and acquire guests without relying on the platform, any bit helps. And maybe you're still 50%, 60%, 70% reliant on the platform as a total of your whole reservations mix. But any bit helps when you take bookings outside of the platform. So you save those thousands of dollars in service fees because you cut out the service fee that you're paying Airbnb. So investing in those tools, it's a long-term play. And over time, more and more of your marketing mix and your reservations total will actually be direct booking and less on Airbnb. Now, people selling you direct booking websites or direct booking solutions, it's not a magic pill, and you can spend thousands of dollars, get this website, has no traffic, and you just spent money for no reason. So you want to go into this as a long-term business plan and not just think throwing up a direct booking website or paying for some new web software is going to solve the problem, because it takes a lot more work and effort than just relying on those tools. But you want to take that step in the right direction and gain your independence by setting up a direct booking strategy. And now is the perfect time to do it. Why this is so important for us as business owners is because we're not making fat margins as it is. It's not like we're rolling into dough doing Airbnb. This does better than long-term rental when it's optimized. We're not exactly rolling in cash, and the cost to operate this business is super high. So we need to make a handsome margin just to make all this time, effort, and energy worth it. So the more they increase their fees, it's going to eat directly into our margins, and it's going to make the business not attractive anymore. So if they're sticking us with the whole fee, what's the backup plan when it hits 20%? The service fee can go higher. When it goes that high, what are we going to do? Because on the Facebook groups, people are just saying, I'm quitting Airbnb. Well, that's good, because the more hosts that leave, the more guests there are for us. So everyone who's going to stick it out and tough it out is actually going to do better in the business, as many people who shouldn't have gotten into the business in the first place quit. But it still hurts our margins. So we need to be more vocal about where the platform's heading and let Airbnb know that us as hosts are the reason they're in business and we are their partner and they shouldn't be so hostile towards us. That's not in the form of complaining. It's just in the form of taking action and voicing our concerns through social media to their company directly. Because the more these fees goes up, the less viable and attractive this business actually is, right? So this is a step for them in the right direction for profitability, but it's two steps back for us as hosts. It's just not good. And time's going to tell how much worse this is going to get, because we're not in the best environment for short-term rentals right now. But I wanted you to be aware of what's going on. Right now, this change is only for the people using integrated property management systems, things like Guesty, Lodgify, any sort of system that's distributing your listing to Airbnb. It starts there, but they're looking to adapt this for everyone across the platform, not just people using PMS systems, but everybody in the near future. Right now, it's just people using software. Why that sucks is that's most of us. Most of us are going to use a channel manager to operate. So yeah, they're passing that cost onto us first, which is absolutely terrible. Some more actionable tips you could take is make sure you're on Vrbo. Vrbo for whole home and family travel is bomb. It's super, super effective. MTR, midterm rental platforms for 30 and 90 day stays. They usually have zero booking fees and you pay a fee like a subscription to list. You want to be there because those bookings are more profitable when you get them. consider booking.com. I don't like booking.com because unless your operations are tight, they're terrible to deal with, but consider them because it's still a way to get bookings if you want to diversify. Just spend the time educating yourself on how to use booking.com because there's many hosts that don't set it up correctly and end up paying the price through having not their ideal guests, getting scammed with fraudulent credit cards and so many other issues. They barely protect when there's damages in your home. I've reached out to booking.com support and they just don't want to help you. So consider that a warning, but I do know a lot of hosts have success getting tons of booking.com bookings, especially when they're in urban places like Washington, D.C., does really well in cities. Use a channel manager, keep your calendar sync, one inbox, one calendar, one set of rules. It's going to help you. And then pivot to midterm rentals if you need to, because midterm rentals can help you fill those gaps if your calendar is feeling really light. Target people who have sources of midterm renters, insurance companies, traveling nurses, traveling business professionals. They all have a need for midterm housing. And it's a way to fill those slow months like right now in September. If you planned ahead, this month would be completely full for you with a midterm renter. And make sure the seasonality is set correctly. You want to always be a month or two or three ahead with your rates. You don't want to get blindsided with market fluctuations. This July was, for a lot of people I've spoken to, really, really bad. And the rates had to be different from 2024 July rates. And if they weren't set properly and you weren't using any sort of dynamic pricing tool, July wasn't going to look super sexy at the end of it. It was going to look more like in August, right? Depending on your market. So make sure you're two steps ahead of the game and doing your rates with the new reality of 2025 and not using your same rates from last year, and plan this out way ahead of time. It's super important to plan ahead. What I do with dynamic pricing is I raise my base rates 10 to 15% and I strategically drop it to dominate the algorithm. I'll use seasonal floors. I'll never go below my break even plus 10% in profit and use a last minute ladder. So the closer you get to empty last minute, it's downstepping the nightly rate to incentivize guests to book with you. So that should be set up. And orphan nights, those nights like Tuesday and Wednesday in the middle of the week, that are completely empty, address those nightly gaps between bookings to make sure you're not just leaving revenue on the table. Use the 40% rule. I love the 40% rule. That's if your next 14 days are under 40% booked, reassess your discount strategy and make it stick so that you can get those days booked. So with all this change, if you need to recalculate your rates to protect your margin, you want to adjust rates higher to cover Airbnb's higher distribution costs. So you could use this formula. You could take your new price. It's going to be your old price times 0.97 over 0.845. The 0.97 is the host payout under the old 3% split fee. And the 0.845 equals the host payout under the new 15.5% host only fee. Or you can simply just do the new price equals the old price times 1.1479. What this is going to do is get your price where it needs to be to account for this difference that they're sticking us with. To keep your payouts the same, increase all host charge amounts like the nightly rate, cleaning fee, extra guest fees, and any additional charges such as linen or management fees by 14.8%. If your PMS is using these fixed markups, those should also be updated from 3% to 15.5% to reflect Airbnb's new host fee. And if you want the guest total price to remain the same as before, rather than keeping your payout identical, then the adjustment would actually be 14.1%. But this math is to help you on the right direction to make sure your rates are set appropriately in light of this new change. If you're not a property management software connected host and you're a small independent host, you can still use the split fee model for now. That's like 3% for the host and 14 to 16% for the guest. If you opted into single fee earlier, they're going to move you to 15.5% around December 1st. If you are a connected property manager, this is the biggest shift. And October 27th, it's going to move to 15.5% host only. So distribution cost is going to rise significantly, but the margins will be preserved if you use the formula I just went over. And this is going to be the commission to the entire booking subtotal. So Airbnb is applying the commission to the whole booking subtotal, nightly rate, cleaning fee, and extra guest fees. So you need to adjust those fees as well. Don't just adjust for the nightly rate because that won't be the accurate math. If you think you're going to be less competitive than the split fee host, it's not true anymore because they're going to display the total price excluding taxes in the search results anyway. So Whether you're on a split fee or host only, the structure is going to be invisible to guests. Ultimately, your total price needs to be what is competitive to get them to click book. How does this compare to competitors? Vrbo on the host side, 5% commission plus 3% payment processing. So it's an 8% host cost. If you have a PMS setup, that can be waived. But overall, it's about an 8% host cost. And on the guest side, they add a service fee of 6 to 15%. So Vrbo, it's cheaper for hosts than Airbnb, but often more expensive for guests because of its guest-facing service fee. Booking.com. Its base commission is 15%, often 1 to 3% of payment fees too if you're using their payments by booking platform. And many managers also join the preferred programs, and this pushes the effective commission 18 to 20%. So it's super expensive. It's more structurally expensive than Airbnb once all the extras are added. But margins can be protected if you adjust rates when you list on booking.com. What I think we need to watch is how hosts are going to change your pricing. Do all of these managers and hosts adjust fully, partially, or do they under adjust to this news? How do guests react? Is Airbnb's cleaner checkout process, is it going to make guests happier? And how does the channel mix change? Is Vrbo going to get more popular from this move? Booking.com gain any traction? All of this change is going to happen pretty quickly, and it's going to be kind of interesting to see how it shakes out for all of us as hosts, but hopefully something good comes of it. All in all, I hope this is helpful for you. I'm going to get back to the mini series on the next episode. I just wanted to update you because it's such a significant change in our business. So we need to adjust accordingly. So I bet you're having tons of fun managing your own Airbnb listing and totally crushing it. But if you need someone to hold your hand or someone to support you in your operations, we have a co-hosting program that you can leverage month to month, no contracts, to help outsource some of the more tedious parts of the job, like guest communication, filing lodging taxes, all of the compliance, getting permits, structuring your pricing, filling your calendar, optimizing your listing to get more bookings, and coordinating with your cleaners. We can do it all. Just what you need us to do and nothing you don't for an affordable flat monthly fee. If you're interested, check out the description of the podcast for more information. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Until next time, friends, happy hosting.